You guys doing? Good.
Talk a little bit about the challenge you guys have this week. Unfamiliar territory, being 1-2, but just going, taking that, trying to improve this week and going to a tough place to play.
Yeah, it's a very tough place to play, and I think we gotta. I said the other day, dig ourselves out of a bit of a hole that we kind of put ourselves into. So sitting here at 1-2 and looking up at Buffalo and the Jets, and it's a big, obviously a big game for us in terms of conference and division standings. So anytime you play a division opponent on the road, it's a big game, and we lost up there last year, so we gotta go out and try to play better than we've been playing.
You put up 30 points on Sunday night against a very good defense, but when you look at Gronk's involvement, do you say to yourself,
He's a big player for us, and I think as a tight end you have a different role. I mean, you're run blocking, you're pass blocking, and you're catching passes. So this particular game that wasn't as productive in the pass game, but he has his weeks also. So he's a big player, in this offense and in his role and what we ask him to do. And hopefully we just score more points. I don't really care who gets the ball. I just hope we can, score more points than the other team.
Tom, as veterans, what are you guys telling the team? What type of message are you giving them going into this game?
Well, we've got to obviously make improvements because what we're doing isn't good enough. And that's in any area. That's certainly, everyone's got to look at what they can do better to really help the team win. And so it's frustrating when we lose. Been 2 weeks in a row, and obviously nobody feels very good about it, but all our energy and focus is on this particular opponent and the challenges they present. Certainly a big challenge for us. They're a very good team, very well coached, and they play well at home, so it's gonna be a battle.
How long are they with Mary Williams and Mark Anderson? How long,
Yeah, they're big. It's a big front. It's big linebackers. They can all move. They're athletic. And they really count on those front four to get to the quarterback, and they do it. So it's not like you can stand back there and figure everything out all day. They got some guys that can really rush the passer. Bringing in Mario and Mark, obviously have added a lot to their defense, and they think so as well. So. They're very good. They got some young guys in the secondary who are playing really well, and a good group of linebackers. So it's a good defense.
Well, clutch killing drives at the end of games. Can you almost say that those are as important as any scoring drive during the game? Because that's the one you really need as much points as anything else.
We talk about all the time situational football, and. There's red area, there's third down, there's short yards, there's goal line, there's 2 minute, and there's 4 minute. And, 4 minute offense is critical when you're winning the game, and you got to figure out a way to keep their offense off the field and still move the ball offensively, get first downs and chew up the clock. And, it's something that we obviously need some work on.
Is it almost a different mindset from the first 56 minutes, for lack of a better comparison, because you're doing one thing for most of the game, trying to gain points. But at that point, you're trying to kill clock. As a quarterback and as an offense, is there sometimes a different mindset that takes on? Because obviously, you have to get better at it and done well in the past, but it's not the same.
It's different, but at the same time, it's just really a shift in your mind. It's the same thing, on a 2 minute drive, or the same thing on a red area, or a change of possession. I mean, the football is all about situational football and being able to adjust and adapt to the situation so that you're really able to handle it well as a team, and everybody knows what's going on and everybody knows what we're trying to do. So, stuff we talk about and we work on, and obviously when we do it well, it looks great, and when it doesn't look so good. But, we got a lot of things to work on, and that's obviously, right at the top of the list. I don't think about last season, or I really don't think about that much. you know, I think that we got to go out and play well this week and win. That's really what my concern is. I'm, you know, how the team, you know, responds, or, you know, this is about winning. And when you win, you know, you don't get questions about a 4-minute offense or stuff like that. It's more of, you know, what do we need to do to be better? And I think that's still part of it. I mean, it's not like we sit here and we look in the locker room and say, God, we're terrible. We can't make any plays. We're not even in these games. I mean, we're right in them, and we just got to do a better job in certain areas. And if we do that, then we'll start winning close games. If we don't, you know, we'll have a miserable year. So no one wants that around here. I think it's just more of, you know, whether you make the play or you don't make the play on Sunday, you know, certainly, you know, sometimes you just don't make the play. You know, but to not be aware of the situation is another thing. And I think he's always trying to coach us to be aware of the situation. Now, whether we execute it great or not, you know, you could know exactly what to do and how to do it, but you just don't get it done. I don't think it's from us not knowing what's going on out there. I just think we need to do a better job executing. I think that, you know, we're still working at it, and we got, you know, we got a long season ahead of us. We made some plays, we missed some. We're 1-2, so really our chemistry with, you know, in terms of our offense and what we're doing isn't very good in general. So we're going to try to make some improvements this week and certainly see if we can do a better job against a good defense. That really challenged us in all areas, with the pass rush, with the secondary, the way that they cover, and they're up tight and they jam you, and they want to be physical, so it's not like there's a lot of easy yards out there. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Brandon. He's certainly earned it, and his work ethic and his ability to come in here and really digest all the information that he's gotten and developing chemistry with the other receivers, and you know, he's made a lot of big plays for us early in the year. I was sleeping, so I woke up Tuesday morning like everyone else did, and tell you the truth, I was thinking about the Bills and what's going on out there. I really could care less about. I want to win.
Does the officiating come into your mindset or play at all during the week, or is it just you guys doing what you got to do to prepare for Buffalo and just kind of going out for Sunday and accepting what happens?
Well, that's what we have to do. I mean, you can't really approach it any way else other than to worry about what you can control, and that's, you can't worry about what call was made or not made or who's out there or the wind, the weather, the, you know, the crowd noise. It's just part of mental toughness that you got to persevere. And certainly I don't, you know, want to just take the easy way out and say, oh yeah, it's their fault, you know, it's not our fault. I mean, no, it's, we could do a lot of things better, and if we did everything perfect, then you'd probably bitch a little bit more, but we're certainly not doing everything perfectly. So like I said, I'm just trying to play quarterback. I'm not thinking about the flow or the TV timeouts, or, you know, it feels very much like football. And our opponent last week was the Ravens. This week it's the Bills. It's not anyone else other than that. And if we get a call, great. If we don't, we don't. We got to move on. Hopefully we don't leave it up to one player, one call, and hopefully we do a better job so that we're in a position at the end of the game to not rely on a particular call that's made, to go out there and try to execute at a high level. So, you know, as a team, for 60 minutes, and see how it plays out then.
And how hard is it, though, emotionally or physically or psychologically, to move past the emotion of a loss like that? Either it's you Sunday night, Aaron Rodgers Monday night, how hard is that?
Well, you have to in NFL, because the clock's ticking on the next week's game. You can't, you know, sit around for 4 days and mourn a loss and say, God, you know, this is the end of our year. I mean, we're 1-2. We're not in a good position right now. We're in the exact position we deserve to be in. And, you know, we got to do something about it. So, you know, the energy and attention is focused on this opponent and how we can be better and how we can play better, you know, so that hopefully if we play well, we can get to 2-2. And that's the only place we can go from here.
When they did what they did in the offseason, they threw up that front four, for lack of a better term, is it almost a similarity between going to be able to get to the quarterback and not have to worry about the back seven on their standpoint?
Yeah, well, I think it allows you to do some different things coverage-wise when you have a front four that can really get to the quarterback. So you don't have to worry about, you know, too many blitzes or too many funky looks. It's just a matter of, all right, guys, you get the quarterback. You know, the rest of the guys, you handle the passing game. And it's, you know, that's about what it is. So when you have guys as talented as they do, you know, that's probably a good scheme to have. You know, to allow those guys to rush and be free and to go, you know, make a bunch of plays and really try to force the quarterback into throwing the ball quickly and into really tight coverage. And you see they come up with a lot of balls that are, you know, in the air around the intended receiver. So they intercept the ball and they have some real playmakers on defense.
Tom, Coach Belichick Sunday night explained that simply trying to get the official attention and touched his arm after the game. Possibility of a fine out there, the no touch rule. Considering all that's going on, do you think it would be unfair if the coach were fined?
That's probably a better question for him. It's not really part of my involvement, so. Yeah, that's been a big, I think, reason why we've lost these last two games is because we're kicking field goals. And, you know, you start scoring touchdowns in those situations, then, you know, those are 4-point swings every time you have to kick a field goal. And I think we've, you know, another, what is it, 3 field goals last week. That's hard to win if you're not productive in a red area. And that's definitely something we have to do a better job of. And we get down there, and we've been moving the ball, and, you know, we've only had a few 3-and-outs, I think, in 3 games, 2 3-and-outs. So we feel like we can move the ball, but the concentration has to continue to build as you work toward a red area, and you have to play your best football in a red area because the windows are the tightest, so including the running game.
It sounds like the hysteria surrounding the officiating this week. Is it tougher to drown out that noise and focus on a big road game?
I think we have, you know, all the motivation we need to go out and play well this week. I think that we need to, you know, tighten some things up in practice. I think we all have to understand what we have to do a better job of. And, you know, like I said, not concern ourselves with things that are out of our control. What we control is our attitude, our preparation, really the process. If there's a bad outcome and a good process, then you just got to work harder at the process. And certainly we've had 2 bad outcomes the last few weeks, but you know, we believe in what we're doing. We believe that we can continue to work hard and get better. And we're showing improvements in some areas, and it's obvious we still need to improve in some others. So thank you, guys.